我们来看几处旧约的圣经。
Let's read a few passages in the Old Testament.
诗篇。
Psalm.
110篇。
110.
这篇诗篇，鲁德马丁说，是在诗篇中间最伟大的一首诗篇。
According to Martin Luther, he thinks this is the greatest hymn in the whole Bible.
这首诗篇实在是很伟大的一首诗篇。
It is indeed a great hymn.
有好几节在新约里面最少用过二十多次。
In the New Testament, about 20 places have quoted this psalm.
我们来读一读。
So let's read it.
耶和华对我主说，你坐在我的右边，等我是你的仇敌，做你的脚凳。耶和华必是你从西安伸出能力的杖来，你要在仇敌中掌权。第三节。
Verse three.
当你掌权的日子，掌权的日子或者翻译为行军的日子，这个小字我们看见是行军或者征战的那个日子。你的名要以圣洁的章制为义，甘心牺牲自己。你的名堕入清晨的甘露，耶和华岂料是绝不后悔说，你是照着麦基洗德的等次，永远为祭司。在你右边的主，当他发怒的日子，必打伤立王，他要在立邦中刑罚，失手就偏满，他要在许多的国中打破仇敌的头，他要喝路旁的河水，因此必抬起头来。好，我们再来看一处撒加利亚书，在旧约的最后的两三卷书，撒加利亚。
The Book of Zechariah.
第四章。
Chapter four.
我请你念好，我们念。第六节，第七节。
We'll read verses 6 and 7. So he answered and said to me, This is the word of the Lord of Zerubbabel, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Who are you, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel you shall become a plain. He shall bring forth the capstone with shouts of grace, grace to it.
我们看两处新约的圣经，以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
我们看第十九节。
Verse 19.
这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石，有也基督耶稣自己为房角石，各房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。
22.
你们也靠着他同被建造，成为神是作圣灵所居住的所在。最后我们看哥林多前书。
Lastly, 1 Corinthians.
往前翻哥林多前书第三章。
Flip forward of your pages, 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
请你念好了，第三章的第十节。
Verse 10. According to the grace of God which was given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid a foundation, and another builds on it.But let each one take heed how he builds on it. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ.
好，我们就在这里。我们低头一个祷告。
We now pause here from our scripture reading. Let's bow our head and have a further word of prayer.
父神，我们满心感谢，满心赞美你。
Our Father God, we come with full of the joy and thanksgiving.
我们知道遵守割礼的乃是以神的灵来敬拜。
We know that he who truly worships you in the spirit is the one of circumcision.
我们在基督里面夸口，不靠肉体。
And in Christ Jesus, we shall boast not by our flesh.
你是灵，敬拜你的都要用灵和真理来敬拜。
Because you're the Spirit, he who comes to worship you has to do it in spirit and truth.
愿我们的父神早晨去释放我们的灵。
Oh, may our Father God release our spirit.
我们能够来敬拜你。
So that we can come to worship you.
我们能够来称颂你。
We can come to praise you.
我们在这里发声歌唱，我们欢呼赞美。
We shout aloud for joy and we sing aloud with joyfulness.
主，因为你给我们是何等的恩典，大恩。
Oh, what a tremendous grace you've given us.
我们不再是外人，不再是客旅，是圣徒同国，神家里的人。
We are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints. We are the members of God's household.
我们本来在地上是没有一点指望，我们没有神的人。
We were once without hope in the world, without God.
我们是与基督无关的人。
We have no part in Christ.
我们是在以色列国民以外的人。
We are aliens to the Commonwealth of Israel.
在旧约应许，我们都是局外人。
We are strangers to the old covenant.
父神，我们感谢你。
Father God, we thank you.
因着你的怜悯和慈爱。
Because of the multitude of your grace and loving kindness,
你珍贵荣耀作为我们的冠冕。
You crowned us with glory and honor.
愿今天早晨所有蒙爱的儿女，我们都能够用我们的灵来敬拜你。
May this morning all the beloved children will worship you in the spirit.
你受的赞美乃是与你的名相称，这到地界。
For your praise shall be in accordance of your name all the way till the end of the earth.
愿今天早晨我们的主在这里向我们显现。
May this morning our Lord be reveal himself to us.
主啊，愿你的光在这里照耀。
O Lord, send forth your light.
愿你的荣耀在这里彰显。
May your glory be revealed here.
愿你的名在这里被高举。
May your name be highly exalted.
使这教会叫天上执政掌权的真是得知你百般的智慧。
So that by the church, all the, your manifold wisdom will be revealed to the powers and the thrones in the heavenly places.
把你无用的仆人，把翻译都交在主的手中。
Oh, we simply place your useless servant and the translator into your hands.
主，我们离了你，我们什么都不能做。
Oh Lord, apart from you, we can do nothing.
愿你主与我们同在。
Lord, do be with us.
愿造天地的耶和华在西安能够赐福给我们。
May the Lord who creates the heavens and earth in Zion bless us.
照着我们向你所仰望的，向我们施慈爱和怜悯。
According to what we hope in you, show your mercy and loving kindness to us.
复兴你的教会。
Revive your church in the last days.
复兴你的儿女。
Revive your children.
我们能够成就你自己的旨意在这里运行。
So that we will do your will, that you will, your will will be worked in among us.
听孩子的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
这样祈求仰望圣耶稣。基督的名。
We ask and look into, unto you in the Lord Jesus' name. Amen.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
终于你们有自己的地方聚会了。
That finally you've got a place called your own.
我相信你们都很高兴。
I believe you're all very glad.
自己的地方到底不一样啊。
Because this is your own place, which is different from the building you had before.
我们自由的多。
Because here it seems that we are much more free.
我们不需要受任何的约束。
We don't have to be limited to many other circumstances.
我们不用受许多的限制。
And we don't have to be confined by other elements.
现在呢，我们的教会呢，就是住你们以前的这个住人家地方在那里聚会。
But now my own congregation is doing what you did before. We are renting the place from another church building.
哎呀，我们感觉到很多的限制，很不自由。
And we feel there are so many limitations, so much confinement.
虽然这个两个地方给我们都对我们都还不错。
Although these two places that we are meeting at are very nice to us.
但是总是感觉到完全不一样。
But still, it's different.
哎呀，我们饭也不能吃。
So we can't have our meals after meetings.
都知道中国人最喜欢是吃饭。
And you all know that we Chinese enjoy eating.
实在来说，他们也没有一定限制，我们不许吃饭。
Frankly speaking, they did not say that we cannot have meals there.
因为我们盼望把这个时间限制的最低的一个限度。
But we hope that we could limit the meeting time to the minimum.
免得出事情。
So that unexpected incidents will happen.
我最担心的就是这些小孩子。
Because we worry so much about our little ones.
若是一有吃饭，你就看到地方也搞得不干净，并且孩子们也到处乱跑。
But if we do have meals, you will see that all the kids would be running around and the place will be very dirty.
所以我们现在就决定是不吃饭。
So we decided that we would not serve meals.
这样一来，我们弟兄姊妹彼此交通见面的时间又少了很多。
But in this way, all the brothers and sisters, when they come together, the fellowship time has been dramatically cut.
所以我们现在所过的日子就是你们过去过的日子。
So we are living in the days which you lived already in the past.
我想你们都已经经历过了。
And you've all experienced it.
巴不得我们珍惜这个地方。
Oh, if only we would really cherish this place.
虽然这个地方不大。
Although this place is not big.
但是看起来也蛮优雅的，蛮布置的，也蛮文雅的。
Well, but it looks elegant, well decorated.
盼望主能够更多的恩待你们。
I hope that the Lord will be even more gracious to you.
慢慢你们更能够扩大。
So that your congregation will enlarge.
让我们有这样的心智。
That us all have the same mind.
虽然我们的主不是那么注意我们的那一个 building.
Although our Lord doesn't really care much about the meeting buildings.
当然我们主最注意是我们里面的建造。
What he cherishes the most is edification of us inside of us.
但是呢，我想这个地方也是我们的工具。
But still, this place could be used as a tool.
我想每做一件事。工具对我们来讲是很重要的。
Whatever you do, you know that a tool is extremely important.
因为这个房子不过是一个工具，我们用来敬拜、来侍奉我们的神的一个场所。
So this building is simply a tool, a meeting place with which we can worship and serve our God.
当然，我们盼望那个越大越好。就像你自己有一个房子，为什么我们要买一个好的房子？我们为什么要住一个大的房子呢？
Of course, the larger the building, the better it will be. It's just like you're trying to buy a bigger house. Why?
虽然这个房子不是你这个家的成员，对不对？
Although the house itself, the building itself is not a member of your family.
你这个 family 是你这些 member, 这是你们这些 person, 这是你的家。
The family is composed of the members of your family. That's called your house.
但是这个地方，这个工具呢，是我们居住的地方，是我们安息的所在，是我们reunion 的一个地方，是我们这个大家在一起聚集的地方，家庭聚集的地方。我们在这里安息，我们在这里起居，我们在这里生活，都是在这一个地方。
But this house, this building, it serves as a working place, as a place of reunion where we rest. So this is a place where all the family members come together.
所以我们希望找个房子是越大越好的，越舒服越好的，越好。
That's why we're looking for a bigger, more comfortable building.
所以盼望弟兄姊妹，让我们在神的面前还是有个愿望，能够将来能够办一个更大的地方。
So brothers and sisters, let's all have this desire, this aspiration that in the future days we might move to even a bigger building.
我想神会答应我们的祷告。
And I believe that the Lord will answer our prayer.
我们像亚比斯的那个祷告，你们还记得亚比斯的祷告？
Just as Jabez's prayer, do you remember that?
求神能够祝福我们。
Oh Lord, that you would bless us.
接下来他说扩大我们的疆界。
And he says to enlarge our territory.
愿耶和华常与我们同在。
And may the Lord God be with us all the time.
叫我们不受艰难，不遇困苦。
So that we will see afflictions, we will not see distress.
神就听了他的祷告。
And then the Lord listened to his prayer.
我想神为什么听他们的祷告？我想最要紧还是第二句话，扩大我们的疆界。
Why did the Lord answer Jabez's answer? I think it rests on the second verse. It says that to enlarge my territory.
我想这个 territory 不单是一个属灵的扩大，相信也是物质的土地的那个扩大。
This territory is not only spiritual but also physical, the enlargement of the land.
以赛亚书好像是第45章有一句话说，扩大我们的帐幕。
Isaiah 45 said the Lord said.Enlarge our tents.
张大我们所居住的幔子 curtain, 我们的幔子。
And enlarge the packs of the curtains.
向左向右扩大，没有限制。
expand to the right or to the left without any limits.
当然主最注重的是我们生命的扩大，属灵的扩大。我相信神也巴不得我们有个更大的地方在那里侍奉敬拜。
Of course the Lord emphasized most the spiritual enlargement of our life, but still the Lord wants us to enlarge our territory physically.
我相信你们盼望自己有一个这个地方也祷告了很久，弟兄姊妹也摆上了很多，最后神应允了你们的祈求。
I believe you brothers and sisters have been praying so much for this place, and you put in so much effort, and eventually the Lord answers you all your prayers.
我看看你们现在基本上差不多已经坐满了。
And I just take a look as it seems the building is packed already.
你们就满足这一些人吗？
Are you satisfied only of this number of people?
你们就满足这样一个地方吗？
Are you satisfied with this building only?
巴不得我们一个祷告说出啊，求你扩大我们的疆界。
Oh, that we all have this prayer. God, enlarge our territory.
又有让更多的人在这里敬拜来侍奉你。
So that more people will come to worship and to serve you.
啊，今天我同弟兄姊妹交通的，还是我以上同你们交通的这个题目，教会的见证的性质和内容。
Now I would like to continue to fellowship with you on what I've been sharing with you, that is the contents and nature of the testimony of the church.
什么是教会的见证性质内容？
What is the content? What is the nature of the testimony of the church?
我想每一次讲我都要提醒弟兄姊妹，这个见证性质内容就是基督的自己。
Every time as I share with you, I have to remind you that this very content and nature of the testimony of the church is Christ himself.
教会就是基督的扩大。
The church is simply the enlargement of Christ.
教会就是基督的延伸。
And it's an extension of Christ.
神何等盼望在全世界各地各方都有他儿子的那个见证，让人能够见到他的儿子是何等的可爱。
Oh, how much our Father wants to see this testimony of His beloved, lovely Son in all the places in the world.
让人能够看见这个见证，让人信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，叫人因信他的名可以得到生命。
So that when people see this testimony, they would know that Jesus is Christ, is the Son of God, and by believing in Him, they will receive eternal life.
让人来到教会，他们就连覆于地，他们说神真在。你们的中间，他们看见了神的荣耀。
So when they come into the church, they will fall down and say, "Yes, indeed, they have seen the glory of God."
所以这就是教会的见证性质和内容。
So this is the nature, the content of the testimony of the church.
我想教会要有这样一个见证，必须建造起来。
For the church to have this kind of testimony, first, it has to be built up.
有多少的建造，就有多少的见证。
As much as the edification of the church is, then so much will be its testimony.
建造多，见证就多；建造少，见证就少；建造没有，就没有见证。
The more the edification of the church, the more the testimony of the church. The less of the edification of the church, the less of its testimony. Without any edification of the church, there is no testimony.
哥林多教会没有见证。
Corinthian church has no testimony.
为什么哥林多教会没有见证？
Why is it that it doesn't have any testimony?
因为哥林多教会没有被建造起来。
It's because the church has never been built up.
教会是在哥林多产生了，但是他们还是婴孩，还是吃奶的，没有长大。
The church is brought forth at Corinth, but they're like babe spiritual children. They've never been grown up.
所以这个教会与罪没有隔绝。
And this church has never been separated from sin.
这个教会同世界没有隔绝。
Never separated from the world.
这个教会同偶像没有隔绝。
Never separated from the idols.
这个教会同死亡没有隔绝。
And never separated from the death.
这个教会同撒旦没有隔绝。
Has no separation from Satan.
这个教会没有合而为一。
And this church has no unity.
这个教会没有把神的像那个显明出来。
It has never revealed the image of God.
因为他们中间没有爱。
Because there is no love.
中间没有公义。
There is no righteousness among
them. 所以这个教会是没有被建造的教会，所以没有这些见证的性质和内容，基督没有活出来。
This church has never been edified. Therefore, the Jesus Christ cannot be seen among them.
所以建造何等的重要。
So edification of the church is extremely vital.
我想神的心意最看重的、最宝贝的，就是教会能够被建造起来。
This is God's heart; He cherishes most. That is the edification, the building of the church.
我想神永远的旨意不但是要产生教会，乃是这个教会是被建造起来有见证的教会。
God's eternal purpose is not only to bring forth the churches, but also to bring forth an edified church.
我们记得以赛亚书有一章他这么讲。
We recall that in Isaiah he says,
他说耶和华在起初就言明了围城的事。
The Lord God declaring the end from the beginning.
他在古时就指明了围城的事。
From ancient times, the things that are not yet done.
起初他就言明了这个就是要成功的事。
In the very beginning, he declares the end.
所以我们想神那起初的那一个心意是什么？
Then let's consider what is the very heart of God in the very beginning.
什么是古时神的心意，他的谋算？
What is his purpose, his counsel from ancient times?
所以以赛亚说，耶和华的谋算是必定要成就的，他心里所喜悦的事也必定要成全的。
Isaiah says, his counsel shall stand, he will do all his pleasure.
神的谋算是什么？
Then what is the counsel of God?
神心中所喜悦的是什么事？
What is the good pleasure in his heart?
什么是他起初就计划的？ 什么是他古时就已经定规的？
What is the plan that he has set in the very beginning from ancient times?
我想这就是教会。
And I believe this is the church.
教会是历世历代以前所隐藏的那个奥秘。
The church is the hidden mystery throughout generations.
神起初就言明了围城的事，我想这个起初原在这个创世纪那个起初那个 beginning 还要远，就是在太古也可以说是没有时间没有空间什么都没有的时候，神的心意中间就有了这个计划。
When God says he declares end in the beginning, this beginning is goes way backBefore the beginning in the book of Genesis is in the all eternity that he has this counsel in his mind. That is his church.
神的心意，父神的心意就是他的独生儿子，他的爱子主耶稣基督。
The Father God's plan, the purpose of him is his beloved son Jesus Christ.
他要为他的儿子预备一个配偶。
And he wants to prepare a helpmate for his son.
父爱子已经把万有给了他的儿子。
Because the father loves the son, he's giving all to him.
但是万有是万有。
But the all creation is simply the creation.
万有没有办法与他的儿子发生一个生命的那个密切的那个爱的关系。
But the whole creation has no way of having this intimate relationship of life with him, his son.
万有没有办法与他的儿子一同忧愁，同他的儿子一同快乐，与他的儿子一起来担负这个责任，也没有办法与他的儿子一起得到这个荣耀。
The whole creation can never grieve, rejoice, bear the responsibility of the son altogether.
这是为什么神要创造人。
And this is why God wants to create man.
为什么神创造人要照他的形象和他的样式来造？
And this is why God wants to create man according to his image in his likeness.
神就是预备把人能够成为他儿子的配偶。
God wants to make man to become helpmate of his son.
所以神有创造。
That's why God has his creation.
就是要产生教会。
In order to bring forth this church.
要建造教会。
In order to edify the church.
能够给他的儿子耶稣基督。
In order to give it to his son.
但是我们知道人堕落了。
But we know man fell.
人没有办法成为这个材料。
Man cannot become the material.
本来是可以的。
In the beginning, they could be used as materials.
但是罗马书第九章说，我们成了因着我们的悖逆，因着我们的犯罪，我们成了苦怒的、毁灭的那个器皿，卑贱的器皿。
But in Romans 9 tells us, because of our rebellion, because of our disobedience, have now become vessels of wrath to be cursed.
成为硫磺火湖的材料。
We now become materials of the lake of fire and brimstone.
没有办法来建造教会。
So those things cannot be used to build the church.
所以我们看见神又在时间里面有死人叫他的主在十字架上成就了救赎，让他从死里复活。
That's why in frame of time, God made his son to die on the cross and raise him in order to bring out the salvation.
让我们这些信他的能够在基督里面成为一个新造的人。
So that all of us who believe in him will become a new man in him.
所以今天我们可以成为建造教会的材料。
And now today we have become materials that could be used to build up the church.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？神是叫死人复活的神，神是使无变为有的神，这是亚伯拉罕所信的神。
Brother and sister, do you know that the God that Abraham believed is the God who gives life to death? He is the God who calls things that do not exist as though they existed.
他为什么要使无变为有呢？为了产生教会。
Why is he calling things that did not exist as though, that do not exist as though they did exist in order to bring forth the church?
他为什么要叫死人复活呢？是因为产生教会。
Now, why did he give life to the dead?In order to bring forth the church.
巴不得我们都有这样看见，都有这样的启示，都有这样的意象，神整个心意就是为着教会的建造。
All that we all have this inside with this vision and this light that all God's heart is for the edification of His church.
这是神良善成全可喜悦的旨意。
This is God's good, perfect, and will.
今天在神的儿女中间有多少能够明白神那个成全？善良可喜悦的旨意。
But among God's children, how many of us do understand this good, pleasant, and a perfect will of Him?
有多少神的儿女看重建造
？And so, how many children of God would actually emphasize this edification of the church?
我想最属灵的、追求属灵的神的儿女，他只注重在造就自己，造就。
Even the most spiritual children of God seem to emphasize the edification of Himself.
弟兄姊妹，造就同建造。生好有些不一样。
Brothers and sisters, edification and building up, there is a slight difference here.
所以你去看中文的一本也好，这个英文的一本也好，你就看见人不注重建造。
Whether you read your Chinese Bible or English Bible, you will notice that people do not note this building up the church.
很多建造这个字翻译出来是个造就，英文是 edify， 就是把建造这个字改掉了，改为造就。
Many of the places in the Bible, people would change this building up to edifying.
特别是在哥林多前书，你去看。
Especially, this is so true in the First Corinthians.
很多应当翻译为建造的，它多翻译为造就。
Many of the places that should be rendered building up, they are said as edification.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫造就
？Brothers and sisters, what is edification?
造就，我有个比方，就好像。你到珍宝店、这个 diamond 这些 jewelry 这个店里面，这些很漂亮的这些珍宝、这个钻石。
Edification is just like when you go inside a jewelry store and you look at all the precious stones, diamonds.
可能这些 diamond 不是那么精致，不是那么光滑，所以请一个匠人把它搞搞光滑，搞得更精致，放在这个 jewelry store。让人来看的很美，很值钱。
Maybe these stones were originally not that shining, not that delicate. So you need a setter. They would come in. They would refine them, make them very glamorous.
弟兄姊妹，这叫造就。
Brother and sister, this is called edification.
什么叫建造呢
？Now what is building up?
建造你拿一些一堆石头来，不值钱的石头。
To build up is simply you get all those unworthy stones, not doesn't cost them money.
这些石头拿来有很多有棱角的、不光滑的，你就把它钻一钻、凿一凿、敲一敲、摸一摸。但是这同珍宝不一样的，它是拿来做什么的？为什么这样做呢？是因为来建造的。
All these stones are edgy, and then with the different aspects of the stone, and you will come.And you then chisel them out, mold them, and use them.
弟兄姊妹，你就看见什么叫造就，什么叫建造。
So, brother and sister, do you see the difference between edification and building up?
所以很多一些属灵的，所谓属灵的弟兄姊妹，我们看见有些弟兄姊妹很属灵，但是这个属灵到结果呢，不能同其他弟兄姊妹一起配搭来建造。
We do see so many brothers and sisters, they're being so spiritual to such an extent they cannot be built up together with all other brothers and sisters.
他们自己也觉得自己很高很属灵，所以不能同这些不属灵的弟兄姊妹在一起。
They themselves feel they're so high, so spiritual that they cannot be standing next to all other unspiritual brothers and sisters.
这是很多教会里面的那个难处。
And this is the problem that's among so many churches.
他们变成了一滴油。
They become
Do you oil,
just a drop of oil.
这个油放在水里面不能同水这个调和在一起的。
And it cannot be mingled with water.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，造就到结果成为这个样子。
So brothers and sisters, you see, being edified to such an extent, and the outcome is like this.
弟兄姊妹，造就我再说，最多是对着自己的。
Brothers and sisters, let me say it again. Edification is limited to yourself as a person.
建造乃是团体的。
But building up is corporate.
是的，我们要注意我们自己属灵的那个属灵，但是我们不要忘掉，这个属灵是为着用所有弟兄姊妹一起配搭来建造神的教会的。
Now, we do have to emphasize our own spirituality, but don't forget this. All your spirituality is being used to work together with all the other brothers and sisters to build up the church.
弟兄姊妹，今天有一个很传统的讲法。
Now, brothers and sisters, today we have this very traditional saying.
我们说保罗这个他一个使徒是建造的使徒。
We say Paul is an apostle of building.
然后呢，我们说约翰呢，这个使徒的职分呢是重在恢复的。
And we say John's ministry is basically upon restoring.
因为到了第一世纪末了，教会变质了，走样了，所以神就兴起约翰，他来补网，因为网破掉了。所以鱼都漏掉了，所以呢，他是来恢复的。
Because at the very end of the first century, the church has gone astray, so God used John as a fisherman to mend the nets to restore the church.
传统说法是彼得呢是一个打鱼的，是专门传福音的。你看他一开口，三千人得救；再一开口，五千人得救。所以保罗的啊，不是彼得的职分呢，主要是传福音的。
And the saying goes that Peter is a fisherman, he is evangelist. You see how he opened his mouth, 3,000, 5,000 people are saved. So he is a soul winner.
今天我们传统的说法都是这样讲法的。
This is our traditional saying.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
我觉得所有的使徒，
I'm convinced that
每一个使徒，
all the apostles, every one of them,
他们的 ministry 是完全一样的。
They have the one single ministry.
是什么？
And what is it?
建造教会。
That is to build up the church.
因为这是由神的心意。
Because this is God's heart.
他们知道神的心意。
They know God's heart.
他们都是羔羊的使徒。
They're all the apostles of the Lamb.
是照着神的旨意做使徒的。
According to God's will.
他们做使徒是照着神的旨意。神的旨意在他们的身上是什么旨意呢？就是建造教会的那个旨意。
Their apostleship is based upon God's will. And what's God's will? That is to build the church.
弟兄姊妹，不错，彼得是一个啊，约翰是这个保罗是一个建造的一个使徒，一定不错。
Yes, brother and sister, Paul is the apostle, who builds up the church.
他是非常注重，最注重的就是建造。
He emphasizes so much of the building of the church.
但是我们也都知道，保罗也是一个传福音的，他是特派传神的福音，对不对？罗马书第一章他说，耶稣基督的仆人。保罗奉召做使徒，特派传神的福音。
But we should also know that Paul is an evangelist. Doesn't Romans 1 say that he is called to be an apostle separated for the gospel of God?
不错，他是个传福音的。
Yes, he is an evangelist.
但是保罗知道，他传福音不过是个手段，
But
最后是建造神的教会。
His preaching of the gospel is simply a mean, and eventually the outcome is to build up the church.
所以你看，他写以弗所书第三章讲的，他讲得很清楚。
So in Ephesians 3, he says so clearly.
他怎么讲的？
How does it say? He say?
他讲到那个奥秘。
He speaks of the mystery.
讲到这个奥秘就是福音的奥秘。
He speaks of the mystery of the gospel.
这个奥秘就是基督的奥秘，因为基督就是福音嘛，福音就是基督的本身嘛，所以也是基督的那个奥秘。
And also the mystery of Christ, because gospel is Christ, Christ is gospel.
他就讲到这个奥秘是什么奥秘。
And what he says, what mystery is this?
他说就是外邦人在基督耶稣里实着福音，他们能够同盟应许，同为一体。同作后嗣。
He says, in Christ Jesus, the Gentiles would be fellow heirs, fellow members of the body, and fellow partakers of the promise.
所以这里你看到他福音的这事，就是为了让这些外邦人能够同犹太人在一起，能够建造神的那个身体，基督的身体。
You see, his ministry of the gospel is to build up the body of Christ Jesus with the Gentiles.
所以他接下来说，我做了福音的这事。我做了福音的那个 servant， 我做了那个福音的执事。
Therefore, he says, I'm the minister of the gospel.
但是如果你去看哥罗西书第一章，你他怎么讲的
？But if you read Colossians 1, how does he say?
他说我为你们受苦，对哥罗西教会说，我为你们受苦，倒是觉得欢乐，觉得喜乐。
He said to the Colossians that I rejoice in my afflictions for your sake.
我为着基督的身体，就是为着教会，要在我肉身上补满基督患难的缺欠。
Because I will fill up in my flesh what's lacking in the afflictions of Christ.
接下来他说，我照着神所赐给我们的职分，做了教会的执事，我也要把这个奥秘传的全备。
In order, according to the stewardship that God has given to me, I become the minister in order to fulfill, fully carry out God's word.
所以他这里又讲到自己，他不但是个福音的执事，他是乃是一个教会的一个执事。
So here he says, not only he was the minister of the gospel, but also the minister of the church.
福音的执事的最后的目标目的是建造。
And the ministry of the gospel eventually leads to the building of the church.
所以保罗是那样的看重建造，他讲到恩赐的时候，他说讲这些恩赐，无论是使徒，无论是先知传福音的，牧师教师，是为了要成全圣徒，固定基职，来建造基督的那个身体的。
He emphasizes so much of the building of the church, so he says, with all the gifts, whether you're are the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, or the teachers and pastors for the work of the ministry, for the building up of the church, that is the body of Christ.
保罗有全备的恩赐。
Paul has the full gifts of ministry.
他是使徒，他是先知，他是传福音的，他也是个教师，他也是个牧者。
Because he is the prophet, he's the apostle, he is evangelist, he's a pastor, he's a teacher, and he also is a shepherd.
为什么
？Why？
因为他知道这些恩赐是为了建造教会。
Because he knows that all these gifts are used to build up the church.
所以我们讲保罗是个建造的一个使徒，那是没有问题的，大家都一致公认的。
So without question, everybody agreed upon this that Paul is an apostle of building up the church.
我今天同弟兄姊妹交通的乃是彼得，他的职分到底是什么？也一样的，他是建造的。
Today I want to share with you on what is the ministry of Peter, and I believe that his ministry is the same as the Paul's to build up the church.
这个看见我还是最近几个月，两三个月我看到的。
It is only in the past 2 or 3 months that I realized, obtained this insight.
我对着彼得有一个同以前不一样的认识。
So that now I have a different understanding of Peter.
我以前也一直照着传统的讲法，彼得是一个打鱼的使徒，是一个撒网的使徒。
I used to think just as the others that Peter is an apostle of fishermen. He's a fisherman that spread the net in order to evangelize.
但是最近几个月我读彼得书，读了又读，读了又，因为我们正在查这个彼得书，这个我们这一组，所以我越读越觉得我以前看法不完全对。
But in the past few months that my group has been studying Peter's epistles, so the more I read it, the more I realized my thought of him was not right.
彼得同约翰，同约翰也好，同保罗也好，都是建造的使徒。
Now Peter is just like Paul, just like John. He is a minister of building up the church.
你们还记得这个《使徒行传》第一章，五旬节还没有来到，圣灵还没有降临。他们在一个楼上，120个人在那里祷告，照着主的命令，他们等候在耶路撒冷，就等候那个圣灵的降临。
Do you recall that in Acts 1, before the Pentecost, before the Holy Spirit has been poured upon them, all these people around 120 were waiting in the upper chamber?
彼得是一个心非常急的一个人。
Peter was always a harsh person, always wanted to do things fast.
他站起来讲话了。
So he spoke. He stood up and spoke.
他同这些120人，他这怎么讲的？他说，就是因着犹大，因为买主耶稣，后来他上吊死掉了嘛，对不对？他是本来是使徒中间的一个嘛。
He said that Judas, because he betrayed Jesus Christ, he hanged himself. He was one of the 12 apostles.
他就说了，他说犹大本来是立在我们的数众的。
So he said that Judas was numbered with us as one of the apostles.
他说他是同我们同的 share 一样的 ministry 的。
And he shared with us the same ministry.
弟兄姊妹，所以从这句话你就知道，所有的使徒的 ministry 是什么？是建造。
So, brothers and sisters, from this verse, you know what it is the ministry of all the apostles, that is to build up the church.
所有的使徒都是 share 这个 ministry 的。
All the apostles share the same ministry.
每一个使徒都是传福音的，没有一个使徒被打发出去，不是去传耶稣是基督，是神的儿子的。
Every apostle is an evangelist. Every one of them being sent out to preach that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
但是这个传福音不是最终的目的，最终的目的是来建造神的教会。
But this evangelizing is not the ultimate goal, and the goal is to build up the church.
所以彼得是一个建造的使徒。
So we say that Peter is also an apostle of building.
我记得两三个月以前我同弟兄姊妹 我们这小组 我们的常规就是每一次查一卷书，我就会同弟兄姊妹一点交通，把这个主题，整个这卷书的题目主题是什么，写这卷书的目的要达到什么，给弟兄姊妹一点介绍。
According to our custom that when we come together to study a specific book or an epistle, I would first introduce to them what's the theme, what's the purpose of this book.
我那时候介绍我还记得，我说彼得书这卷书主题是讲什么呢？ 主题就是讲到受苦，讲到忍耐，讲到的荣耀，受苦，忍耐，的荣耀，这是彼得书整个主题。
And I remember sharing with them the theme of 1 Peter is suffering, persevering, and glorification.
弟兄姊妹，其实这不是主题。
But brother and sister, this is not the theme.
对，我讲的不完全对。
What I said wasn't quite right.
整个主题是建造教会。
The whole theme is to build up the church.
为什么要受苦？
Why is it we need to suffer?
是的，这卷书讲受苦讲了很多。
Yes, the epistle speaks so much about suffering.
哎呀，我们要有受苦的心智。我们要当把以受苦的心智当作兵器。
We should arm ourselves with the mind of suffering.
因为基督也在肉身为我们受过苦。
Because Christ also suffered in his flesh.
我们肉身受苦呢，就与我们的罪就隔绝了，是不是？
If we suffer in our flesh, we'll be separated from sin.
就叫我们不随从情欲，叫我们随从神的旨意，叫我们度余下的这个年日。
So that we will live out our remaining days not in our flesh, but according to God's will.
叫我们圣洁。
So that we'll be holy.
我们能够与罪能够隔绝。
So we'll be separated from sin.
这是彼得前书第四章这一段话。
This is what says in 1 Peter 4.
这也好像是整个彼得前书的那个主题，是叫我们受苦忍耐得荣耀。
It seems that this is the theme of the whole epistle, suffering to persevering and being glorified.
弟兄姊妹，其实彼得讲到那个受苦，是把我们能够称为一块活石。因为一个经过试炼、经过水、经过火的，就能够变成什么金金金金。
But brothers and sisters, to suffer is for us to become a living stone, being tested by fire, by water. Then we will become a refined gold.
我们成为贵重的器皿，那个圣洁合乎主用。
So that we'll become a holy vessels, useful for our master.
怎么能够就成为主合乎主用呢？就是来建造神的教会。
How can we become useful for the master in order to build the church?
所以彼得这卷书给我们看到受苦，好像是我们必须要经过的一条路。
So in 1 Peter, we see that suffering is the path that we have to tread on.
但最终的目的不是将来得到珍贵荣耀和称赞，乃是今天我们能够成为一块活石。
But the final goal is not to receive praise, honor, and glory in the days to come, but now, today, we will become living stones.
弟兄姊妹，今天这时间的缘故，我下次我还同弟兄姊妹交通，你自己去把彼得前书第一章到第五章，你好好的看一看，你会同意我这样的讲法。
Now, brothers and sisters, being pressed by time, I don't have time to go into details, but you yourself go read it. From chapter 1 to 5, I believe you will come to the same conclusion.
整个彼得前书把建造教会的整个要素都包含在里头，没有缺少一样。
The first Peter has included all the elements which are important to build up the church. None of it is lacking.
今天你们到几点钟？
What time do we finish?
11点20分钟。
11:20.
那还有20分钟的时间。
So I still have 20 minutes.
今天我首先从弟兄姊妹交通到我们刚刚念的这段经文。
Now I just share with you on the very passage we just read.
建造教会第一个就是在乎根基。
Now, the very first thing to build the church is the foundation.
最重要的是那一块房角石。
The most important thing is the foundation, the chief cornerstone.
彼得在这里讲的那个房角石还不是注重在那个根基，房角石是房角石。
Now, what Peter says here is the chief cornerstone. That's not foundation yet. It's the cornerstone.
这个 cornerstone 有地方是翻译为 capstone， 就是我们刚刚看的撒迦利亚书第四章，当圣殿完全建好了以后，他就拿起一块石头就放在殿顶上，然后大声呼喊说：“这个恩惠，恩惠 ，God bless it, God bless it， 神的恩惠，神的祝福能够临到这个地方。”
Cornerstone in some translation rendered as capstone. That is when the holy temple is finished, they would bring out a stone, put it on top of the temple, and they would shout out with joy and grace, God bless this place.
弟兄姊妹，不管怎样，他是翻译 cornerstone 也好，是 capstone 也好，是根基也好，总是建造的时候第一看重的就是这一块石头，就是主耶稣基督自己。
But no matter what, whether it's translated as a cornerstone, capstone, or foundation, what we emphasize most is the very first stone.
这是彼得写这一段经文的用意。
And this is what Peter wrote about in this passage.
这里我们看见彼得就讲到两种建造。
Now here we see Peter speaks of two buildings.
一种建造就是人手建造的，是人工建造的，人工建造的，人手建造就不看重这一块房角石，把它轻看，把它放在一边，撇在一边，不注意它，不宝贝它，不看重它，这是人手建造的。
One is being built by man's hand, therefore, you would neglect, despise the cornerstone, you would put it aside.
这是匠人做的事。
And this is what builders do.
这是一个内行的人做的事。
This is what experts do.
这里讲到匠人，就是那些犹太中间的那些宗教的那些领袖，这是匠人。但是他们竟然建造殿的时候，建造这个 building 的时候，竟然把这个最重要的宝贝的这块石头，他们放在一边，不去注重它。
These builders are the religious leaders in their Judaism. But when they build the house of God, they will put aside this very most important cornerstone.
还有一种建造呢，当然是神的手建造的，他们非常非常非常看重这块石头。
And another building up is done by God's hand, and they emphasize so much the cornerstone.
弟兄姊妹，今天这个时代也是一样。
Brother and sister, it's just like today's situation.
教会两千年的历史。
Throughout the 2,000 years of history in church,
我们一直看见两种的建造。
We always see two types of building up.
很多教会的建造都是内行在那里建造，但是他们却不注重主耶稣基督作为根基，作为房角石，作为那一个 capstone。
So many churches are being built up by experts, but they do not emphasize the cornerstone. They do not emphasize Jesus Christ as a capstone.
他们一样可以建造一个很壮观的、很伟大的 church。很大的 church， 很热闹的 church， 人很多的 church， 大家都喜欢的 church。
Of course, they could build a magnificent church building. Everybody loves it with all the excitement of going on of different programs.
今天所谓的 mega church 就是大型的教会。
This is what is called a mega church, extremely great big church.
都是好几千人的、上万人的 church，
Thousands of people.
美国各地不少这样的 church。
Or 10,000 of people will go to the church, and there are so many in the U.S.
我们知道很多一部分的这样的 mega church 是灵恩的教会。
And we know a lot of them are charismatic churches.
他们是注重灵恩这方面的。
So they emphasize on very much on this charismatic church things.
我不是所有的教会都是这样。
I'm not saying all the churches are like this.
的确有不少的 mega church 是把这块房角石放在边上的。
But indeed, there are so many of the mega churches have put aside this cornerstone.
我的根据在哪里呢？
But upon what I see this?
你有没有看见报纸？
Have you read newspaper?
你有没有看见 TV?
Have you watched TV?
上个月在那里介绍，这是 mega church， 竟然圣诞节刚刚是主日，他们没有聚会。
They reported that a lot of these megachurches on Christmas Day would not hold any meetings.
因为去年的圣诞节很巧，刚刚是主日。
Because it just happened that the last year's mass, Christmas fell on the Lord's Day.
很多地方的那个 megachurch 他们都没有主日的聚会。
So many places that have megachurches would not offer any meetings.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为他们知道这是 Christmas 一般传统的那个宗教的祭祀。当然，我们不是在注重这个圣诞节，这个完全是个宗教的一个祭祀，是天主教的一个祭祀。这一天呢，美国的传统是家庭的 reunion， 就是家庭团聚。所以这一天呢，他们肯定说教会来的人会少掉很多很多。
Because they conclude that Christmas is a religious holiday, so for sure this is a day for the family reunions. Then people who come to the church, of course, will decrease in number.
所以为着这个缘故呢，他们就把这个主日的那个聚会就停止了。Now
for this very reason, they simply postpone the Sunday's meeting.
所以这个报纸上有人就是批评了，当然也是基督徒就批评他们。So
some Christians criticize this in the newspaper.
他们说他们是屈从了世俗的文化。They
say that they simply yield themselves to the secular. Culturalism.
他们完全是屈从了，完全是一种消费者的这个consumer，他们是消费者的那种思维的作祟。And
they were at the disposal of consumerism.
为什么呢?
Why?
他们把教会当作一个market.
Because they look at the church as a market.
然后去聚会的人呢，是一个consumer，是一个消费者。
So all the people who come to the meetings are consumers.
我们知道这个世俗上面有一个专门有一档行业，就是所谓的这个 marketing research， 就是专门去研究这个市场的一些消费者的心态，他们的心理喜欢哪一些商品，他们就专门研究调查这方面的资料。
You know that this in this secular world, you have a discipline called marketing research. They specialize in finding out the likes or desires of the consumers, so the companies would cater to that need.
所以他们调查完了，就根据他们的那个消费者的那个兴趣爱好、心理来制造那些商品，这样就比较大家都可以买了嘛，就可以赚钱了，对不对？
After their analysis, they would come up with the products that would suit all the interests, all the desires, all the likes of the consumer. So everybody can make money on that.
弟兄姊妹，你要知道，今天的教会也有这一档，就是 marketing research.
So brothers and sisters, do you know among today's churches there is also such a thing called marketing research?
就是看看我们这些聚会的人的心态是什么，喜欢什么，爱好什么。
They want to see what the people's heart, the interest, what are the likes.
所以今天很多教会的program也好, activity 就是来凑合那些消费者的那个心理的, 所以人数就越来越多, 越来越兴旺, 教会就越来越大, 越来越大, 他们很成功。
So that all their programs are catered to this people's hearts and interests, so the building becomes bigger and bigger, and they seem very successful.
弟兄姊妹，他们批评说，他们是不要把教会强加在人的头上。And
they say you should not impose the church upon people.
你们不要使教会叫很多人觉得不方便。They
say that you should not make church an inconvenience to a lot of people.
这是不对的。
This is wrong.
教会就是让这些人来觉得很轻松、很放松、很兴奋、很高兴。 不应该叫人觉得有什么负担，有什么压力，这不是教会应当有的那些。
Church should make people lighthearted, relaxed. Should not make people feel a burdened.
所以今天教会你就看见多热闹啊，有唱的，有跳的，有鼓啊，有锣啊，有敲，哎呀，大家兴奋的不得了，大家很 relax， 一点不紧张的，这是消费者的心态。
So you see what the consumerism in today's church is. You see all the dancing, shouting. And everybody is relaxed, all the hubbub of different programs.
他们没有看见教会是一个见证。
And they do not see the church as a testimony.
他们没有看见教会的见证就是基督的自己。
They do not see that the testimony of the church is Christ himself.
所以他们把教会就当作以人为中心了。
They use the church as man-centered.
叫人喜欢的就可以。
To please man.
人不喜欢道，不喜欢这个讲台太长，那么就缩短、缩短、缩短。人的心里最好是二十分钟，最好是没有讲台。
Since people do not like long sermons, so they just cut down on the sermon time and to 20 minutes, or even better, without any preaching.
这是他们 marketing 的 research 的结果。
This is the result according to the result of their marketing research.
今天人不喜欢薄饼。
Today's people do not like the breaking bread.
基督徒不喜欢薄饼的。
Christians do not like to break bread.
所以今天薄饼的一个月一次，一次大概二十分钟就过去了。
So once a month they would have communion service and just for 20 minutes.
今天那些消费者不喜欢祷告。
All the consumers do not like to pray, so when they come to the church, only the preacher prays.
弟兄姊妹，你就看到教会今天不注重神所喜欢、神所看重的、神所要的。
So you see, today churches do not emphasize what the Lord wants, what the Lord desires, what the Lord regards.
我就想起雅各书的第四章，就是上奥上。第四章那一段话。
And I remember what's said in the Song of Songs chapter 4.
他说我的良人啊，我的心腹啊，我的妹子啊，我的妹子，我的心腹啊，就是这教会来讲。
Here he speaks of the church as the spouse, as a sister.
他说你是一个关束的园，禁闭的井，封闭的一个前园。
Here he says that you are a garden enclosed, a spring shut up, and a fountain concealed. This is a sanctified place.
门都锁起来的，墙都高高的，同外界都断绝的一个地方。
The doors are shut, the walls are lofty, being separated from the world.
哎呀，北风啊，兴起，南风啊，吹来，吹在这个园中。
Arise, north wind, arise, south wind, blow on the garden.
吹在你的园中，你的园，这个园是他的园，这是主耶稣基督的一个花园。
Blow on your garden, this garden is the Lord Jesus' garden.
让我们的愿我们的良人来到自己的园中来吃这些佳美的果子，来闻那些馨香的味道。南风啊，兴起，北风啊，吹来，把这些香气吹出来，让我的良人到这里来享受。
So that my beloved will come into the garden to enjoy it, the fragrant smell, to eat the juicy plants.And so that my beloved will love it. And arise the north wind, arise the south wind.
他在这里能够安息。
So that my beloved can rest here.
他在这里能够居住。
So that my beloved can dwell here.
他在这里能够享受。
Here he can enjoy himself.
他在这里能够被高举。
Here he can be exalted high.
他在这里能够得到敬拜。
Here he can receive worship.
弟兄姊妹，这叫教会。
Brothers and sisters, this is called the church.
这块石头何等重要。
Oh, how important this stone is.
不是叫人喜欢的。
It's not to please man.
弟兄姊妹，只有神喜欢，神满足，人才能满足，神人才能够喜欢，才能够喜乐。神在这里安息，人在这里才能够得到安息，知道吗？
Only when God is displeased, is satisfied, then man can have this pleasure, this satisfaction, and have this rest. Only when God is first rest himself.
神在这里不能安息的话，我们在这里永远不能安息的。
If God does not find rest here, we will never find it either.
不管用什么节目，不管用什么活动，
no matter,
外面很热闹，你里面还是空空的出去。
No matter what program you might provide with all excitement going on, but you will feel empty.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见彼得一开始就讲到两种的建造。
So, brothers and sisters, let's see when Peter first talks about two kinds of building up.
这是人工的建造。
One is built by man.
这是人手的建造。
By man's hand.
这是巴比塔的建造。
That's the building of the Babel Tower.
是把泥巴烧成砖来建造一个巴比塔，做什么？那个塔顶通天，来宣扬人的名的。
They made clay into bricks to make this a Babel Tower whose top reaches to the heaven to proclaim man's glory.
这是很多 Mac Church 的那个目标。
And this is the goal of so many so-called mega churches.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
那我们认识教会的见证，这块石头何等重要。
Let us all come to the understanding of how important this a cornerstone is.
这样的教会建造起来不过是像老底下的教会。
Otherwise, it's just like the Laodicean church.
老底下的教会样样都有，又附着了，没有一样缺少的。这是 Mega Church.
Laodicean church is just like the Mega Church, lacks nothing, has it all.
但是你读到后面你就看到。
But when you read in the end,
基督在门外。
Christ is standing.Outside the door.
基督在外面叩门。
And he's knocking on the door.
开开门吧。
Open the door.
你们听见我的声音的，我把门开起来，我就要进来。
He who hears my voice, open the door, and I will enter.
因为他没有成为这个建造的一个房角石。
It's all because he's never been led to become the cornerstone of this building.
这个房角石何等的重要。
Oh, how important this cornerstone is.
这个建造何等的重要。
And how important this building is.
弟兄姊妹，你若是去看福音书。马太福音登山报讯一共三章圣经是主耶稣讲话最长的几章圣经
If you read the book of Matthew that the Sermon on the Mount is the longest discourse of our Lord
从邻里贫穷的开始
Starting with blessed is he who is poor in the spirit
就是从八个福开始对不对
This is the beginning of the Beatitude
到最后呢
To the very end.
你看到第七章最后是讲什么
As you read in chapter 7, what does it say?
弟兄姊妹讲什么
Brothers and sisters, do you know what
it says? 第七章最后的一段话是讲什么
What is the very end of chapter 7?
讲建造
Speaks of building up.
看见这是主的心
Do you see this is the heart of the Lord?
有些房子是建造在沙土上面
Some houses are built upon the sand.
有些房子是建造在什么上面
Others are built on what?
磐石上面
On the rock
风吹
When the wind blew
雨淋
The rain came down
水冲
The flood ascend
建造在沙土上的房屋就完全倾倒
All the houses built upon the sand fell
建造在磐石上面的房屋风吹雨淋水冲还是稳固的站住
But for those houses built upon the rockstood firm even though the wind blew on it even though the flood came up even though the rain came down
什么叫雨淋
what is the being the rain coming down
从天来的是出于神的
that comes from the heaven is from God
什么叫水冲
what is being hit by the flood
是出于地的就是出于人的
that is from the earth from man
什么叫风吹是出于空中的
What is to blow the wind? That is from the air.
Satan.
It's from Satan.
所以教会若是建造在磐石上面，无论是撒旦的攻击，无论是出于人的，无论是出于神的试验，这个房子还是稳固的站住。
So if the church could be like the house being built on the rock, then the church will stand firm, whether it's being attacked by the schemes of Satan in the air.Or by the allowable testing of God, or by man's attack.
教会建造在这个磐石上面，阴间的权柄是不能胜过他的。
When the church is being built upon this rock, then the gates of Hades cannot overpower it.
人也没有办法摧毁它，反对它。
And man cannot oppose to it, cannot destroy it.
当然，神的试验叫这个教会格外的坚固，格外的长大。
Of course, through the testing of the church, it will make the church even more stronger, even grow, even more mature.
若不是的话,
But if not so,
全部倒掉,
everything will fall.
所以斯巴克, 斯巴克弟兄, 你们不知
道, 他曾经
讲过一句话,
Once he said this,
他说从怎么样一个起头, 起源, 已经决定了他结果的, 最后的那个结局是什么样。
So he says that the very origin of the things has already decided on its final outcome.
这个起源是不是从基督来的?
If this origin is from Christ,
是不是本于基督,依靠基督,归于基督的?
Is it of Christ, through Christ, and to Christ?
就是建造在这个磐石上面的。
Is it built upon this rock?
是宝贝这块房角石的。
Is it cherishing this cornerstone?
那你就不要怕。
Then you don't have nothing to fear.
若是这个起源是人的。
But if the origin is from man.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
有一天全部倒掉。
One day, everything will fall apart.
正像但以理书第二章一样的那个金银铜铁半铁半银的那个像，被一块人非人手所凿的石头打得粉碎，就像糠皮一样的。 被风吹散。
Just as the image
什么都没有。
In the book of Daniel, that this image of gold, silver, bronze, iron, clay will be crushed by this big stone, just like the chaffing in the summer threshing floor. Nothing exists.
哥林多前书第三章，刚我们念的，有一天有火要撕裂。
And First Corinthians chapter 3 we just read, one day the fire will reveal.
有一天地要震动。
The earth will be shaken.
看看这个教会是建造在一个什么上面的。
To see what foundation is the church being built upon.
我们不要怕这个地方小。
But we don't have to fear that our building place is so small.
不要看这地方很简陋。
We don't have to fear that this place is very humble.
当然我们也不要太满足这个地方。
Of course, we should not be too satisfied with it either.
我告诉你们，我们现在在找的那个地方，现在正在听证的，还在过程中间。我们这个拉比大概要比你们大几倍，这个主堂。
I just want to tell you that the meeting place that we're looking for, right now we're in the process of hearing, just its lobby is several times bigger than your sanctuary here.
我们不是以这些来夸口。
But we're not boasting about this.
我们有没有基督的见证，这是最主要的。
Do we have the testimony of Christ? That is the most imperative.
所以我在那里一直提醒弟兄姊妹。
So there, I keep reminding my brothers and sisters.
是的地方大，感谢神，这是神的祝福给我。
Yes, we thank God that this is truly God's blessing that we have such a big place.
这也是神的祝福，那没问题。
And we thank God for His blessing that because of the increasing of the people.
但是有个危险。
But there is a danger here.
很多教会一开始的时候都很纯正的。
So many churches, when they first start, they start with pure.
这些 mega church 开始的时候都不错的。
All these mega churches start very well.
都是按照真理，按照神的样板，那个蓝图在那里建造的。
They're building up their church according to God's truth, according to God's blueprint.
但是慢慢的。
But gradually.
神的祝福来了。
Once God's blessing has been upon them.
人越来越多了。
Once people increase all the more,
地方越来越大了。
Once the place becomes bigger and bigger,
为了应付这个场面。
Now, in order to cope with the situation,
慢慢就变质了。
So gradually, they lost the very nature of the church.
是来凑合人的需要了。
Simply to cater to man's
demand. 教会都是这样变质的，大多数。
Most of the time, this is how the church has lost its very nature.
所以我对弟兄姊妹说，大虽然是好，但是也很可能这个祝福变成了祸，变成了祸患。
So I told my brother and sister, yes, the largeness of the building is great, it's God's blessing, but very likely we will also become a wall, it becomes a trouble.
若是今天我们没有意象,
if today we do not have the vision,
我们没有对着教会有启示,
if we do not have the revelation
on
the church,
我们对教会没有认识,
if we do not have the inside of the church,
明没有意象就要放肆,
because without the vision, man will lose its all limits.
今天多少人对教会没有启示，没有意向。
So many people do not have the vision of the church.
所以他们就放肆在那里。
So they go unrestrained.
什么东西都可以进到教会。
Everything can come into the church.
教会明没有意向也要放肆，放肆也可以翻译为分散，人就分散，
without,
教会就分裂了，分裂了。今天教会。
Without vision, men will be scattered, will be unrestrained.
这是今天教会的光景。
This is today's church's condition.
求神怜悯我们。
Oh, may the Lord, may God be merciful to us.
保守这个教会。
And keep this church.
让我们看重这个见证。
So that we will relish this testimony.
让基督在这里能够活出来。
So that our Lord Jesus Christ can actually live out Himself.
我们能够完全的分别为圣。
So we will be totally sanctified.
我们能够站在合而为一的立场上面。
And on the basis of oneness.
把基督的爱，基督的公义在这里彰显。
We will manifest the love, the righteousness of Christ.
我们低头祷告。
Your head bow, let's pray.
父神，我满心感谢，满心赞美你。
Oh, Father God, we are full of thanksgiving and praises.
今天你叫我们成为君尊的祭司，圣洁的国度，属神的子民，我们也是你所拣选的族类。
Today I have become a chosen generation, a holy priesthood, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, that we're your special people.
我们都是你的子民。
We're all your special people.
我们都是你的产业。
And we're all your inheritance.
我们也都是你手中的工作。
And we're all the workmanship in your hand.
主啊，你是匠人，我们都是泥土。
Oh Lord, We are clay and you're the potter.
主啊，愿我们都像泥土一样的放在你的手中。
Oh, may we are all like the clay being placed in your hand.
让你先来制造我们。
Oh, you come to form us first.
你先来造就我们。
You come to mold us.
主啊，让我们能够成为贵重的器皿，能够圣洁合乎你用来建造你的教会。
So that we become honorable vessels, wholly useful for the Master to build up the church.
这是你美善成全可喜悦的旨意。
This is your good pleasure and perfect will.
这是你古时起初你就已经定规的旨意。
This is the purpose you purposed from ancient times in the beginning.
我们是相信你的旨意必定成就。
We believe that you will carry out your good pleasure.
没有人能够来抵挡你，没有什么东西能够来拦住你，没有什么能够来改变你。
Nothing can deter you. Nothing can oppose you. Nothing can change you.
你心中所喜悦的事必定成就。
Your counsel shall stand, and you will do all your pleasure.
你心中的思念也必定成立。
Your thoughts will be established.
主啊，让我们能够摸到你的心。
Oh Lord, help us touch your heart.
我们能够与你同心，与你同工，与你同行。
So that we will have the same mind with you, we'll walk with you, we will work together with you.
我们能够被造就，我们也彼此造就，彼此建造。
So that we will be conformed, we'll be edified, we'll be built up with one another.
我们都能够成为一块贵重的器皿，都能够成为一块活石，一同来建造你的灵宫。
So that we will become living stones to build up your spiritual house.
以使徒和先知作为根基。
With the foundation of the apostles and prophets.
以你的话，以你的真理作为我们的根基。
With your word and your truth as our foundation.
以基督耶稣自己为房角石。
And Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone.
不妨靠他连络的合适。
The whole house being joined together.
渐渐成为主的圣殿。
And grow into the holy temple of the Lord.
我们也同被建造，能够成为神是做圣灵所居住的所在。
And we're being built together as the dwelling place of God in the Holy Spirit.
愿你早日成形在我们的中间。
Oh, may you be formed in us.
让我们能够长大成人，满有长成基督长成的身量。
Oh, so we will all grow up to the measure of the fullness of the stature, to the measure of the stature, the fullness of Christ.
主啊，让我们起来，一同来建造。
Oh Lord, help us stand up to build up your church.
让你喜乐，前得荣耀。
So that all the glory and the joy will be yours.
谢谢主。
Lord, we give thanks to you.
愿你给我们启示，给我们亮光，给我们看见。
Oh, give us this revelation, give us vision, give this insight.
我们将祷告祈求，是耶稣基督的名。
We pray and ask in Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.